opening ceremonies tonight. I'd ask Coach to lead us in the pledge allegiance, and I'll do the flag. I'll do the prayer afterwards.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, God, as we come before thee this evening, we are indeed thankful for the many blessings which thou hast blessed us with. We have lived in this special valley and to be part of this pleasant city. We're thankful for the Spirit which resides in this valley, and I ask thee to continue to bless it. We can live here in peace and comfort and be able to sustain our way of life. And especially this time, we pray a blessing upon this nation and upon our state, that we can get the moisture which we need and be able to sustain our lives and our crops and way of living. We ask for thy Spirit to be here tonight as we discuss city matters, and we pray to listen in my Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Start with a roll call.
Jeff Green.
Here.
Kevin.
Yes.
Mike.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
And Sam.
Here. Next item of business is the approval of agenda items for the city council meeting tonight, July 14, 2020.
Make a motion to approve the agenda for July 14, 2020, as ready for city council meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have the motion by Justin and seconded by Rondi to approve the agenda items for the city council meeting tonight, July 14th, 2020, 6:30 regular meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? They get stuck on phones.
They don't mind that they're on sometimes.
Yes, they do. All right. Next item on the agenda, approve the minutes from our June, let's see, let's do the June 9th, 2026 regular meeting first. Oh, that's all right. That was the June 18th,
okay. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, it was the June 9th and the June 18th, the special meeting we had on the and the June 23rd regular meeting. So we got three of them. Do we need to approve them separate, or do you want to approve them all? Probably better approve them separate, right? Okay, so it'll be the June 9th, 2020 regular 6:30 meeting. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for the city council meeting, 9 June 2020, 6:30 p.m. regular meeting. Okay, I have a motion by Russ and seconded by Justin to approve the city council meetings of June 9th, 2020, 6:30 regular meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Next, minutes to approve is the city council meetings of June 18th, 2020, 4:30 special meeting.
I'm going to make a motion to approve the meeting minutes for June 18th, 4:30, 4:30.
I'll second that. Okay, I got a motion by Sam and seconded by Kevin to approve the city council meetings of 18th of June 2020, 4:30 special meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next one is the city council meetings of the 23rd June 2020, 6:30 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of our city council meeting June 23rd, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. our regular meeting.
I'll second it. Motion by Longby and seconded by Les to approve the minutes of the city council meeting June 23rd, 2020, 6:30 regular meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item of business. To approve claims and requisitions. First one is that transaction register dated 6/1 to 6/30 for the dollar amount of -$8,424.08.
Oh, there's a big spot on this one this month. Quite a bunch, three or four of them there. Electrical.
Multiplier.
This is what we have to put out for innovation news.
It's the charges and credits on account. So the irrigation charges you're seeing on there are the people that have risers and things that have to be fixed, and the city fixed them, and that's the charge to them for the riser being fixed.
The biggest credit goes to Wasatch Electric. The Wasatch Academy, the multiplier was off on the meter.
Oh, really? So that credit back for the day.
Yeah. That's the big
one. Multiplier adjustment or something?
Okay.
I don't know what your office is doing.
They have some information around that, an extra zero.
Ready for a motion?
Anybody got questions?
I don't know, they asked Jamie my question, Doris.
I'll make a motion to approve the transaction register from June 1st to June 30th, 2020, for $8,424.08 in the menu.
Who's that? Sam? Okay, I have Justin making the motion and Sam seconded the transaction register from 6/1 2020 to 6/30 2020 for the dollar amount of -$8,424.08. Roll call. Yes. Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Romney?
Yes.
And Dale?
Yes.
Next item is the invoice register dated 6/21/2020 to 7/13/2020. That was a dollar amount of $762,121.89. Yeah, the big one, there again, the other half of our road project.
Yeah. Then we bought some power here for May.
Yes.
That's normal, I suppose, in the summer months when people start running their air conditioners and...
Yes.
guess that pump in there is for that pump that went out. Yes, during that storm, we're at power surge. That's the pump that fills the tank, right?
Yes, yes. Yep.
Should we get the lighting project done?
It will be done this week. There was one more thing changed that they were bringing. So it'll be at the end of this week for their final payment.
Yeah, that cost a lot of time and money.
Yep. That looked really nice.
I told you that it's working on finishing the brackets and stuff for that.
What is the heritage charges to the set of the current order of support of the police? Is that something the police department every?
Every paycheck, every pay period, there's a $60 that comes to the bank from the current order of police.
So is it just a donation or something?
I think it's something that the fund that they have there for when it's needed.
So you put the new bus from that then? The police?
Yeah, from the police. I think each one of the police officers, each one will pay a certain amount, but I'm not sure. I know it's through payroll.
So it's not city pay, but it's city pay on behalf of officers, is that what it is?
I think so. I have to look into it more. I just know every payroll that I print a check for you is I get it, or someone goes for the fraternal order of police, but I'm not sure where the funding comes out of.
What's it used for? Like a failure to hurt or something?
I think if one of them were killed on land of duty or something, I'm sure that I'm not. I honestly don't know. So there's no way to get a check for it.
Like just water service, and we happened to bore under rollers or something to get water services in. Yeah, and put the strip to them.
They should pay that. I billed the people for that. There was water second on second. Water service on second one. That was done.
Second hour plan.
$450. Who has that for us? NKJ.
So they have to bore into a road or something?
Yeah.
Second voice.
That's a moving road.
Yeah, that's the road down. Show the road out here.
And it looks like each officer has $15 deducted out of their check to go into the fund.
So it comes out of the road.
I don't think that goes as far as it's just.
Another big one on this is the swimming pool bond payment too.
$50,000.
Which one's that? The swimming pool bond payment of $50,000. There's another one that's on this one.
There's some bigger bill there.
How does that work with water? Yeah, is it just paid with us? The $37?
Any other questions? I'll make a motion. The invoice register, That's a lot better. All right, I have a motion by Sam and seconded by Russ to approve the invoice register dated 6/21/2020 to 7/13/2020. The dollar amount of $762,121.89. Roll call.
Jeff?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
And then we have a requisition from the highway department. Requisition 70-9202-00310 with a dollar amount of $38,850.
And Shane texted me that he stuck in the UAMPS meeting during the middle of a discussion about Urban Free Power Project, and he said the requisition is to replenish their stock and to finish the hydro project. It is budgeted for out of material and supplies. And if you have more questions on that, he said we can call.
Sounds good. I'll make a motion to approve the requisition 70-9202-00310 for $38,850 to replenish their supplies for materials.
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, first by Justin and seconded by Rodney to approve the requisition of Mount Pleasant City High Department, requisition number 70-9202-00310 for the dollar amount of $38,850. Roll call.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russ?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
Okay, with that, Shane has one requisition.
I said it when I signed today.
It's not that you only have one, huh? All right, next one, discussion action on a water connection outside the city limits. This goes back to our last city council, a month ago city council meeting when we had, Watson.
Wayne Watson.
Culture went up and pressure checked, it was at 41 pounds. 42. My recommendation is we don't allow it.
Is this on second sound or the top?
Yep. This is that was in here a month ago, a lot of the first one, you know, and then
it's halfway to the top. Oh, it's above the top down?
No.
It's just below the top down a little bit. Yeah, well, there's a lot of issues on all of them up there. You're trying to put more on that than the shit of it anyway. So now we gotta draw the line, I guess.
I think you may mention that it's not even legal to tie or tap into a supply line.
To a transmission line, you would consider a transmission line.
Yeah.
How did you say pressure works?
Sorry, the rest of
them. They're taking that water before it's treated.
Because after it's treated, it's out.
Before it goes to storage.
Yes. Yeah. So there's no pressure to it. So basically.
I'm kind of wondering if you're going to get in a can of worms though, because you've let people real close to that attack into it and right not very long ago.
They've got agreements sort of put in when the pipeline was laid. And that's where we're covered. So Quick Globals, there was already an agreement there for him to have the water connection when the pipeline, that was part of the easement when they ran the pipeline through.
There's nothing under that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're basing.
And I guess my question is, are all of them under that same criteria, or some of them set through the cracks where they was put up that didn't have that agreement? None of them are.
The whole reason we found out about that agreement was over us telling somebody that they couldn't and trying to enforce that they couldn't, and they brought the agreement in. So we've been telling people, no, you can't do it, and then they brought in the agreement, and we had to offer for the ones that did.
They brought their agreement with the lawyer, because they had an agreement, because we didn't have much option.
Right, otherwise they would have been told no.
I agree with the mayor. We've got to make stands on what comes.
I have my choice.
Well, the way we're going, I don't know why we keep putting this water project off, but is it, we don't have the funds, or, I mean, we've got some public well to dig, and...
It's all in the works.
Is it?
Yes.
So we're moving forward with it.
I think we're just trying to find out, figure out what kind of funding to approve to is that.
It's sometimes looking for funding.
Yes.
It's already, the application's in.
It's in DeCarlo, and they got some more information on us, so they're actually pulling in our irrigation part too, because Carl told them we could get better funding. So right now, it's actually, the whole project is sitting there waiting to get the funding approved, to see what we can get. And that's where Sunrise is at with the project.
We're going to get some fairly substantial amount of grant to do it, and that's kind of why we had to look at all the expenses to put us up to a threshold where we qualify for grant, and that's where we're at right now. So.
And then the interest rates on those loans dropped again the 1st of July.
Yeah, this was 1.125, so for a 4-year term, that's pretty good.
So what they told us too is that they're seeing a change in grant money being offered, but the interest rate has dropped so dramatically now that it's the same as if you got a grant, because what we are required to usually pay, the interest rate is higher, so it's about a wash, but they're still hoping they can get us some grant money on it. So that's where that project's at right now.
So we're looking for irrigation and calling.
No, whatever, no difference. But for the cost of water for the city to get a better grant and everything else, they tied them together to prove how much water we're actually using and how much we need.
Okay. Well, on the culinary side, does that include that treatment plant or just the well?
Just the treatment plant and the well. And then there's a 50,000 gallon tank at the treatment plant.
And that's a problem. Is that a problem with the acetone?
That's right.
So the tank and one well would be both bad. That will help the situation we just talked about. So I mean, it's a small tank, but maybe it would look at that situation, see how it gets itself, and then you might want to make that a little bigger, just depending on.
So that tank's good to go there.
That tank's just a clean building. Yeah. But it seems like Rob said we could use it for water.
Robert made the suggestion that we, because we talked to him a little back, do we increase the size of that tank right now? His recommendation was to go with the plan we had right now, see where the bids come in, and then maybe we're able to even get a little more funding to upsize that type deal. So that's kind of his recommendation that we leave it as it was originally proposed.
I think what the status is, we're right in the middle of the funding to throw something there, and then now we kind of just delay it. So I think we have to just proceed where we're at and then see what kind of funding we get and what kind of bids we get.
I'm just glad I can count on there. I couldn't remember whether they got attacked along with that treatment plan.
Really, it was part of the process, but apparently I don't know anything about treatment, but Robert says we can use that for maintaining some storage and cost of head and fire protection. So.
So
So that's where we sit with that project.
So right now, this, you just wanted to bring up a discussion that we're not allowed anymore.
So if you go back to the minutes of a month ago, we told Dwayne Watson, we couldn't vote on him that night, so basically what it is to vote on his hookup tonight. It's kind of a carryover, so it's probably worded a little bit different on the agenda than we should have. We should have just put his all up.
Then we do have, so how is it we do get some the ability to provide the services on that line? Are we still going to hold to that, but we're not going to be able to have connections on it in that section? Or, I guess my thinking is, does it make sense to have him do it well and do all that, and then a year later or 2 years later, have the option to do that?
I look at it this way. This is my thoughts, is right now we're not capable of producing or giving him water. So if he wants to wait and see how it works out, fine and dandy. If he wants to move forward, he's got to go on his own.
Right. Okay.
Dig a well. And dig a well. And then, and again, if the future of this works out, and then in the future we could change it. But right now, I just don't see how we can do it.
We wasn't asking for one connection. He wanted 6. We wanted 3, didn't we?
It was 6, and then on 8, they decided to move down to 3.
Yeah.
Well, it was set with the possibility of going up bigger when things got better.
Right. But I would say that you, in my opinion, it's a no, and then you want to go back. Once everything gets to the place up there, the water project is completed, then you reevaluate what you can do, because and then if the tank falls through, we can do a bigger tank, and we may not be still.
We still be in the same boat.
Right. You better have the benefit of waiting to evaluate it at that point. Just really the problem that you got there now with the smaller tank, and then, I don't know, I think you're going to continue to see maybe some growth of that way, but it's limited, obviously, on how much the city can serve based on the, where the tank and stuff is. But on the other hand, you need to have a bunch of more septic tanks and wells up there above the city, so I don't know, but I think if there was a way that we could somehow accommodate the service up there in the future, I think it'd be beneficial to the city just to have those on the city utilities, but if they're in the job, that comes down the cost. And, well, I would ask you to another question. But that's just that there's a lot of development property up there, and we'd be foolish not to put a sewer line in, and that's where it goes back to impact fees, so we could actually be able to afford to put it in.
All the land policy is not, we would still have to pay for it around up there.
And I would think that this Watson guy isn't just water, but I would think that he would need sewer too. What they better do is get enough of them together that they can afford to put the sewer up through there. Because it's foolish to have all of these guys developing and you've got to go home and call them. I know that Dave, well, I can do the last name, but he's got a property there. Wants to develop an extra lake, and you know, there's developing plans for a sewer line up through there. Maybe we have to be researching costs on something like that, so we know what to, maybe we can calculate how many potential lots and whatnot, and then try and factor in how much it would cost each one to actually go to develop up there, so we can have water and sewer. Well, that's the challenge. You kind of can be competing against the county, because if they've got 5 acres, the county will approve the building lot for them, and then you build a well for a septic tank, you know, and you can't really stop it. But if they're in the buffer zone, we anticipate that being part of the city someday, we probably have to take a more proactive approach of getting the infrastructure in. I don't think the city should have to pay for it, which, if it makes sense to all, we could have some numbers so they would know what it's going to cost them. I would think that, and maybe we'd have to annex that ground to force them to put in sewer versus septic tanks. Otherwise, you're going to have more septic tanks there, and we've got septic tanks up with green pines.
They don't live that much crazy up there.
Yeah.
Tell you, we're going through the woods.
Right across the bridge, going through the first right there, that's the other problem for it.
Jeez.
I don't know. But I guess, you know, likely if you approve that, if you approve that water up there for him, that's going to encourage more building up there. What it's going to do.
It's really a cheap water source, because again, if you're looking at buying the well right, and you're going to drill that well and everything else, versus buying it from the city, it's dirt cheap.
Well, it's cheap, and if we get to a point where we can, like Kevin said, where we can accommodate them, we get the water pressure and the water, we can accommodate them at that level, then we can go back. They have an option. They have an option, if they want to land the well at that time. I'm not saying we should run with the rock, because I'm pretty indifferent about it myself. I think that we've got a set of precedent, and if we're back, we do have agreements that we have to stand on, and I think we ought to do what you're saying, and then just, you know, we can't live with the problems we have already in place solved, and then take a step back and look at it.
Is Grandview Heights, isn't Grandview Heights in the county?
Yes.
Yeah. They probably have water and sewer, and they don't have sewer. They got some oil on the septic tank. Now, I've been in the process of annexing. So, are you correct?
Grandview City's looking to annex a lot of property.
I don't know if they're going to annex, so I don't know that people up there wants to annex. They're talking about putting sewer up there, and the people want to pay for it.
I think there's sewer up there.
I want to say you can see services.
Oh, Fairview Heights.
Fairview Heights had, I'm sorry, I was thinking you were talking about Skyline.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fairview Heights has sewer.
Yeah, they do.
They put it in on the water services.
Yeah.
Oh, so how come the city went, when they're not even in the city, why the city?
That's a good question.
We should have probably written that next to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think that.
Unless again, I was trying to protect them from getting
polluted. Yeah, it's providing the water and the power and the sewer. Then the people are, and they're in the county, they want to be in the county because the property taxes are less.
Right.
But the reality is we're providing the same services for them that we're doing the city at no cost as far as the property taxes come on. Wouldn't that be to our advantage and their advantage? So sewer is a lot of maintenance, and well is a lot of maintenance. Wouldn't it be to both parties' advantages to annex, and then, you know what the costs are to the cost of the tank, or put in the sewer lines, and all of that kind of stuff, and so that we've got impact fees and all that sort of thing that can cover those costs. Now, I realize it's going to take some you know, some research and some estimating there, but
yeah,
surely it's more practical to annex that property when they're going to be developing so that we can provide those services, those crucial services.
And get the revenues from those and also the tax.
Problem is we can't provide
services or you'll have the address. We need to be thinking about how the funds are going to be for sewer line, fire acre parcels, and
yeah.
And I'm not so sure that they have to stay a certain grade in 5 acres.
Yeah.
Well, once it's 3 acre lots and stuff,
it depends on when you're talking about putting the sewer line up.
Put your sewer line up.
Slip. And then how deeply, and actually digging the acre, if you were slipping, you could kind of let your back down. And then they're making them do these little set one divisions.
One salt, because you've got to have manholes.
Yeah, it runs downhill, but it can't run downhill too fast.
Oh, that's why they have manholes, and you could rain there.
So we need to do a motion on that.
I think we ought to
do a motion on this. Especially where Dwayne was here last time, and we you know, in our minutes, we'd said that we'd take it up in the next month, in a month. Yes, I think we need to make a motion that we either...
Well, yes.
We make a motion that we get that approval.
We know that, unless they have documentation, that they have had water rights, that we need to supply them. And we tell them to revisit the year, that they don't draw that penny.
Yeah.
The development of all the people plans is also a bigger concern.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll check for it. Okay. Got a motion by Sam and seconded by Wes, so that right now we don't allow it due to our water situation, and we look at it in the future, basically, is unless they have had the previous agreement when the pipeline was installed.
I got one question, for the rate of ice and the government property.
That's a whole different deal, because that's not coming down that pipeline. He's after the tank, so it's a pressure.
It's not a matter of outside town, it's just the transmission.
It's the transmission line, is what we're talking about.
So you'd be more specific, I guess, in that motion.
We probably better, huh?
That the spring line, we're going on a lot of connections on that.
Good point.
Yeah.
So the spring line is where the motion will go. That we don't allow any more hookups until we can get a problem solved about the city.
Yeah, it's just that one specific line.
Right.
That's it.
Well, what concerns me is we've got people building within city limits that we get revenue from that need water also. There's a huge demand on the water system right now.
Mm-hmm.
It might take this water upgrade, this culinary water upgrade, just to get us up to snuff with what we, the development we're having within our own city limits.
That's right.
So,
plus I'm in our buffer zone close to us.
Yeah, I don't want people to... I personally don't want to give people the idea that, you know, they're going to have the option to tie in the city water, so you don't trust them else, but building out the county, it's...
That other situation, that keep getting kicked down the road too, that's all the leaks. I mean, I know that most of them are older homes, and a lot of them are little homes, but those meters in this town never shut off.
I think the meters being put out are helping a lot, because people whose meters were not reading are now reading, and you would not believe the amount of phone calls we are getting right now with, why is my water bill so high? And that's because they've gone so long without a read, all of a sudden they've got a meter that's reading, and they're starting to think twice about their water usage.
So, but what does that go to fixing it?
They're fixing them.
They're fixing them.
They're facing with a fleet.
That's good to know, because I know we had that situation where there was so many, but there's still a couple that we need to address that we're working on. But we've got a lot that's with the big new water bills, we're getting them fixed. So then you get somebody like me to turn on the sulfur hose and forgets about it for some 48 hours.
Colton can tell you when you do it. He's admitting to it.
I know. I'm admitting to it, and I was expecting it off the bill, and I think I got it. $14.
Well, the other thing that
I told my wife, I said, my heavens, you better help me out here.
I'm sorry to have the motion.
Okay, let's go ahead with the motion. You put a good point that we need to
do. So, Rocky's point, I think we need to really, besides the house, what we want to do more for it. We have a hard line where we're not going to allow any more connections out on the spring line or outside the city limits period, or are we going to take case by case?
I feel like we're kind of in the middle of a water crisis.
That's a discussion for another day, but I think it needs to be discussed.
Typically, people are complaining.
There's no pressure. When are they going to actually have a project finished? If you look at 3 years down the road, I'd say it's probably 2 years. But then again, like Ronnie said, depending on how our well is, you know, 300 gallons is only going to get us to where we need to be right now.
within city limits.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you know that now, that's taken into account, we're over there over.
And this is what happened in the county, and 5 acre lots, they want to landscape them. You're telling, Coler's telling me about the, they're using lot blocks. You know, you got a 5 acre lot town, they just can use a lot less water, and it's like 5 acre lots, they're trying to landscape out.
For most of us, the county,
for me, that's, yeah, it's city water that they're, that's a,
that's really the thing that's gonna drive whether we go or not is water. And it may be that we have to do less grass and treat more water, but we're using irrigation now for people to build homes. Well, that's some discussions that we're gonna have to have, and we want to put a limit on how much landscape we can have and things like that for the conservation in the next 20 years. I think that's probably the only way you're getting a bunch of water.
We need to give your center or your water conservative people to come present for the chapter of the law. The next one's gonna be a busy one, because we got Kevin Daniels, Kyle Manning, and the other guy coming. So not next one, but in a month.
Is that a critical question?
For all of you?
Yes.
Essentially, we have water conservancy. So we've got some programs out there that I think we need to, as a city council, fly off on to and help push out to the residents to slow the flow. Some smart things, things like that. So again, let's go back to this here. Let's,
Do you agree with what I have to do?
Yes.
Not to allow the connection into the spring line unless they have documentation proving they have a previous agreement with the city with the option that it will be revisited down the road.
Yes.
Okay.
What about the other connections that were only brought up outside city limits? I think that ought to be another discussion, but I think this ought to be the motion since that was been on the Okay, so Sam made the motion. Yes. Okay. And I hope I don't have to repeat it, because I won't repeat it exactly the word perfect like you had. So, do I have a roll call on it?
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russ?
Yes.
Rocky?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes. Okay, public participation.
I think he got tired and left.
I think he did too.
I can tell you what he wanted to talk
about. I can tell you that too.
So can I. Well, go ahead, Coulter.
I'm an exception to water different hours, and I deny it. The one that running 1 to 5 a.m., I told him no, and then he's upset.
Do you have a sprinkler system?
Yeah, he did.
Well, making the list call for the evening to stay within the 4 hour range.
Yeah, so if you want it, that's what it was, longer. You want it longer than the law, 6 hours,
He was asking for longer time. He wanted 6 hours, and he was told no, he could have it in 4 hours. Yeah. And that didn't make him happy.
So he was running right out 4 hours from 1 o'clock in the morning to.
No, he wants 2 hours to lose it.
Right. How do you know it's bad?
Because we don't lose it now.
There are lots of people that, well, we used to do all the time. We got a choice because a lot of places in town have small lines that can't feed them during the regular water time. So you kind of have to, I mean, there's people that are only on the 4-inch line, 6 to 10. They have no pressure. Absolutely zero. We're approved one of them, I don't guess.
We've been working with okay on letting them switch from Mondays or Tuesdays, Saturdays. That's try to help accommodate that. And so we're going to be these ones 6 hours.
6 hours, I don't see any of them.
Those are irrigation lines that we're talking about.
Yeah, correct.
Right. This is strictly irrigation, yeah.
And then we're going to go down to 1 day a week next week. But.
So they really need to be approached as far as policing, because I mean, there are people wandering constantly and all that.
Yeah, it's
just beyond ridiculous.
You're sorry.
I mean, in my opinion, you're lost that if you're following.
We got lines that I'm worried about my fruit tree more than my lawn.
Yeah,
honestly, right now.
That's where my focus is, just keep my trees alive.
The biggest thing I see is everybody preening through the day. I see people wandering all day long. Most of the day. I mean, it's not where the residents that are trying to live by it.
So,
I mean, they can't let the judge decide, is my opinion. But
does people pay more for a different size of lot?
Yes, yes.
So, I guess in my situation, we had a quarter acre, and my can't water all of my grass in 4 hours. There's no way, and so my wife thinks that I'm not wrapped out or nothing.
The neighbor.
Yeah, neighbor. She feels like if she can water houses that are long in the first 4 hours of the day, or water the same half of the day 4 hours, that she's not using any more water than she normally would, because she's not watering twice. She's only watering one on top. Now, that's probably not legal.
No, it's not. See, I've got an acre, 1 and a 10th acre. I have to split my, I've got, for my grass itself, what's left, it's pretty bad right now, but I have to split that 4 hours walked up into one zone. I'm going to water my 45 minutes per zone, and that's because I have a little small zone. I'm just having enough water in the whole lawn. I'm getting a whole lawn, but it's not.
He's not watering your whole 1 acre.
You know, it's pretty close, but it's only, it's in the 4 hours, but I'm only getting on each zone 45 minutes.
You're not getting good soap on it, unless you would have my house is too.
I mean, if I watered in the morning, plus if I could get double water on my lawn while I'm doing that, I guarantee it. Because then I can turn my stations up to an hour and a half versus 45 minutes. Now I want to go get 45 minutes, now it's an hour and a half.
Well, I personally think there ought to be some exception to people wanting to set a time limit at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. That's not it.
There's other reasons I do it. Here's the other reason. You have less evaporation at that time of the morning. You get better soaking in the water at that time of the morning. But I'd only allow people that have sprinkler systems. You have to still kind of do it on the water system. Some way to police it, honestly. I thought I had a water system.
So you give an exception. I think you have a couple. And then you go right to regular normies to normal watering hour.
You're taking that turn too.
Yeah. Well, then you're not going to think about that. Take it away, but if it's a city change up and thing on there, if you're caught abusing it, then say you lose your privilege to water and pick up your time. I mean, there's ways around that.
Truthfully, we're gonna have to start shutting it off.
You know, I mean, that's just a big litigation.
We'd be shut off tonight at 10 o'clock.
But, I mean, there are benefits around some people.
So how many non-watering days we got?
Two, three.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
So if you shut it off on Tuesday night, like tonight, and all the others are going to the other door, they can't. Well, I see what you got coming in up there. It's going to look like that pump's down low.
Yeah, it's not good.
The hard part is bringing it back up and down right now, throwing the system, but it's way out on us. I don't know what else to do because people don't shut it off.
The other amazing because he turned it on last week on Thursday afternoon. Holy cow, everybody in their dock was wet.
Yeah, so that's the other problem is when we shut up, they should shut up, but they don't. So the pond should go back up, but the pond is not. They didn't continue to use it. And so then our pond doesn't really fill back up either. That's the problem we face. So my place is St. Louis. It's a tough call because they and the residents are somewhat losing out and just part of the benefit.
Well, that's the thing, everybody's got that block, and if you're not dropping the water in the night, then everybody's water at the same time, and some people can only have
it. So farmers are pulling off the same ponds?
Yes.
Yep. That's the reason we want the whole zero irrigation to try.
So there's a new irrigation system, they'll have a separate system.
Great.
So once the water hits our pond, it's all ours.
That is a must. We have to make sure that each entity's got a separate, their own source.
So the other thing we got to address too, as we get into the irrigation mowers, there's still some water shares inside the city limits
that have to be turned over.
That has to be turned over, or the irrigation company starts to provide water to them.
Well, they just got to be turned over to the city. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that you go along the same when people develop, they've got to turn those shares associated with that property in the city. So along the lines of irrigation projects, I'm going to get off on a tangent here a little bit, but if every lot in town is scheduled to get a connection, we have the problems that we have now, that's going to just compound that problem. Especially if we don't have any storage. How are we going to
be needed for one thing? If we don't get the storage, there's no way we can have more lives on the system.
So that was Saki's call there.
Yep.
So then we're back to that instead of, put it on the outside and.
Yeah.
More than that.
They cut our story.
They're not gonna have it, we're 1500.
According to the cops decree, then we can only store 48 hours.
They're legit. Basically, they're in bond is what it goes down to, you can.
So, we met yesterday, me and Coulter, and we met with a couple there in town that was complaining about water with Mark Jurgensen, Caden, the water master. Mark told me that he's got a meeting scheduled with the governor and all the state representatives to try and get it changed, so we'll see.
You know, if we do get the water, if we do the trade, and that's, you know, there's a tourism.
So what we're trying to do basically with the water storage is Mount Pleasant Irrigation Company's entitled to 45 second feet, is that right?
Yep.
Coming out of our canyon. Right now, the most we are using is 22, 23 second.
Can't get any more in the pipe.
So our whole proposal is to go change the Cox decree to say, we're entitled to this amount of water. We want to store it and then use it later. Which the Cox decree tells us we cannot store the water for more than 48 hours. So that's our whole battle we're trying to go after right now. Is just to be able to store. So again, he took this spring. Of course, again, this was a crappy spring because they told us, what, 7 days?
7 days.
7 days was all the days that we didn't use all the water we was entitled to this spring. So there's only 7 days, 1 week, that there's more water went down river than what we were using, that we were entitled to. Last year at the same time, we were right at what we were entitled to. In comparison to,
well, we're still down like 20 second feet that we can't put in our pipe.
Right, but coming out of the canyon, there was the 45 second feet coming out of the canyon last year this time. Well, we're down to 1762, I think you said, gallons per minute.
Yeah.
Coming as of yesterday.
Before we showed how far with the toilet paper irrigation?
Yes.
Yes. This is the toilet paper. So we're part of the toilet paper irrigation. Yeah. So we don't have the toilet paper, we don't have all that.
No.
The city doesn't, we have to split that.
Right.
We're going to just under, if we gather up all of the shows that are still in town, we will actually own about 55% of the company. Right now we're on 47 or 8%.
Okay, we're at 948 shares on the Pleasant Creek side.
And I think about 20 more shares when we gather up. And the certificates are out there.
And they're taking cinema to get litigation on the top of the cops victory.
Well, what's funny, you know, they can amend the Constitution of the United States, but they can't amend the Cox decree since the 1800s. Now, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah,
there is something wrong with that. I mean, they've got to wake up and say, it's time to start storing water, not just letting it down the ditch. Or you take all the water that goes from here down the creek, and it makes us dead. No. They lose it in the ground.
Yeah, well, the sad part is, so we're not talking about even trying to steal water from them.
Right.
We're just trying to use our water.
Well, what we have in time for our life.
Well, legally, I've got to do what we are legally entitled to.
Yeah.
When that pond gets full, and it's going to overflow, even if we've got it all backed up behind us, they're still getting water going down the creek.
How does that work out in this little deal here? They say they're not getting the water, but yet it's all we're doing is trapping the water that's supposed to be on it in the spring.
That's all we want to do, is what we are entitled to. So again, if we was able to have that reservoir and we're entitled to it the 1st of April, if we could start storing it the 1st of April and store a month's worth of that, it would carry us a month in the middle of the summer.
That sounds a little like a legal battle for a long time.
The irrigation, the engineers, Jerry B. pointed out that federal regulations recommend X amount of storage. And we're way under the state regulations are way under the feds, and they want to bring the state regulations in line with federal regulations, because the feds say we should be storing a lot more than we are. The state is not in line with federal regulations, so that's an argument too.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of arguments there that we should be able to make and get it amended.
And who's behind the Tommy Cox decree?
Judge Adam Miller back in 18... Do you know when it was? 38?
38, no, 18.
No, I think that 1838, when we decided that.
It was 56 when they said...
You take that Blue Nettle project up there, I thought the year that Joe Fowler turned into a mud puddle over there that throws people down in Carbon would go, okay, let's back that water up. But oh no, they get me though.
They don't even know.
Well, it's right down to Santa Fe, not Santa Fe, but it's going right on down the Colorado River. They're not using it over there. That Price River runs so hard in the spring, they're not using it.
I work with guys from Garden County that they can't comprehend what watering restriction is.
There's an only way I can explain it to them. Yeah, see, one of the reservoirs that goes to the other side of the mountain, to what comes this side, there's nothing this side.
It's really frustrating.
So,
as far as any organizations or people behind the Cox decree, it's just a legal document from the 1800s?
Yeah, a federal judge over in Miller County, and that's what it's been like the water Bible ever since.
Yeah, 200 years ago or so, 150 years.
100 plus years ago. So that's what we're up against. So again, the other concern we have, if we start turning off water, it's like, how can we give exceptions to? So that's going back to Eugene's point too. And then for police to be able to police it, the only way you can police it is no exceptions to have a police.
Well, we're better off just to try to go on the honor system, make it well known that we're in crisis, and should not wear a mask and anything else. We just got to expect people to step up and play by the rules.
So you drive around town and you see the way that's not.
Well,
that's pretty scary. It's way scary.
It's blatant.
I stopped last week and I couldn't believe some of the people in the comments. I stopped at 3 or 4 people just going down the street.
I'm sort of across the street with neighbors. You know, a couple years ago, we put, because people are claiming they don't know that it's by them too. A couple years ago, we actually put them on the site with the mailboxes too. The notices that what the restrictions, we might want to try that if we have to go down to one day.
Yeah. And my question is also, can we be flexible with the schedule? Could we, if we go to one day, can we do 2 days for 2 hours?
Is it just harder to regulate as far as...
I would say yes. But you got your cheaters in the end that just will not follow.
Yeah. Just enforcement makes it harder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's tough to keep it.
It's going to be a tough year.
Well, I think a lot of it is too. I mean, people, when everybody's watering, then maybe somebody on the bottom of the system will have a drop of water. And so I think we need to be careful when we're saying people are cheating, because they may not even have water during the time they could have watered. And what choice do they have if there's water? You know, it's not only just the schedule, it's the system too.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's why we tried to do the exception letter, and that was our way of allowing them to do that, but people won't even do that. I mean, that was simple. Let us, so if you don't have pressure, call them and let us, the water people will give you permission to do that, but they won't.
They won't stay in that they get.
Well, it's hard,
it is.
Yeah, it's been a really really dry spring.
But you still have the other half. In my opinion, you still don't have that option, because you still gotta treat the people that are really paying for it, and they're paying for it, and they're actually are doing it, you still have to give them the option, because otherwise, just like one thing, one bad person ruins it for a whole bunch, obviously, you know, see, not what that means, but...
Well, that's the one battle right now, is they say, well, good age, I don't know what we're putting in, I feel you're right, you can't tell me no.
Well, we have a shortage of ground air water.
We're gonna have a battle this summer, the rest of the summer, it's still gonna be bad water.
There's a real concern for running out of water.
Maybe if they experience it one time, maybe they'll wake them up, some of them will.
Yeah, turn on the sprinkler and then go get a glass of water and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any more to add on to the water we're talking about, Colter?
I like to kind of go through and decide what state you're talking about, you know, like, right? Well, I can ask for more water on the signs. I think we're gonna let it go. The gardens, you know, well, so the sign on that south one, so I got one head that works and one that doesn't. So the south side waters, and twice a week, will probably keep things alive. They don't know very good, but they'll probably keep them alive. I think in the high school signs. So now I'm talking about the little sack roads, my old sacks, and then I should all them up to keep those flowers alive. The high school marquee, we call that the Niagara Road Park. I think we do that as well. That's culinary water we're putting on there. It's not coming back, it's toast.
Desert landscape,
good. I guess I'm not sure which
graduation art block there. You got the home, so Wagon Wheel part there.
I didn't realize that was city property. Where the school sign is?
Yep.
It'll come back. Are you talking about it?
Yeah. Well, but the senior citizen center looks amazing right now.
Yeah, some of the kids going sneaking in and turning it off.
That's something that which doesn't use a whole lot, but we could probably.
And that's aviation. If anyone was killing us, if you ever watched the tank when they turn on the fuel plant, the cemetery, or the park. And the new soccer field, all that's cold and water.
Wow.
And the high school football field, same area grass.
The hospital, some of Wasatch.
Wasatch's got everything for federal irrigation, minus the other wrong green stuff in there now. So that's Florida, it's a beautiful game, and then the soccer field in Wasatch. That's getting on the 4 acres that we can, I keep telling them to shut them off. You can have 2 acres that we can on there with a new one. And then they run to the average 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I keep calling and saying, you gotta shut them off. And they just do their own thing.
Can you say, will you send the police around and enforce it?
Well, that's a captain. That surprised them, though. They're always pretty good about that kind of stuff. You know, it was surprising.
Yeah. Well, I live on Third West, and when they fire up their sprinkler systems, you wasn't getting water out of your hose. There's a big demand on the system there, for sure.
When you look at our park that's burned, our cemetery's burned, you go right past there, we saw it through the mist, lush green. I don't know how to tell the hand, I'm sorry, you can't water, but Wasatch is what's beautiful. Yeah, but I'd say that all is probably because we just put the salt down and it was
smooth. Well, they've done been using the full 4 hours that they get twice a week. And I keep mine looks pretty good. Especially your circle holes.
Well, the circle holes, yeah.
that's flowers, yeah.
But I don't tell my guy, I don't use the 4 hours. I had it on for an hour this morning and hour back, and that was it.
I hate you, though, too.
You've got some good shade.
Oh, yeah, I have a shade around it.
Well, I can do it, all I can do is try to keep the truth alive and let the rest of my life, that's as far as the view of the town.
I think one thing that Fuller's saying, I think we're going to get a lot of citizens starting complaining about how some of the city properties look, so
what are we doing?
We got to be willing to defend it.
So all our other towns, all this time that I've got set to the minus the 4 plus, I'm still pulling. It's within the water window, but I've split the 4 plus. If you don't lose on water, but that grass is burning up so bad that they can't play ball on it. I don't know what to do. The part of Stephanie wants me to green it up for Florida football, and you don't have the water to pour on it to green it up for Florida football.
All I'm saying is, not expecting with your neighbors and his, you know, healthy, you know, you're not dead. That's all I can do. Can't make, you know, just, you know, turn the water, just remove that hot water. Can't, you know, I don't know how.
Mayor, I don't know if you're giving me your.
Can we finish that next year, Chad?
I think we did.
We did. We just still the public in participation. We told them to bring up the water port issue. Did you have something, Bob?
I just wondered if you guys made a decision on that storm day. School issue.
I don't know if we've got the money to even do half now since we've done a road project. And I've never seen anything from a school district saying they would.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't agree
to pay anything.
I did with the Richards and I haven't heard back from them.
I think that's where, from my understanding, where we was at was we wanted a written agreement from the school district that they're willing to pay for half. Was that the numbers?
I could do that with them, but I don't want to go do it and then say I thought on it.
Never mind.
And we're going to hold on.
We need to see what money we've got, because I'm not sure, because I know we took into some of this 2021's budget, basically, for that road project.
So we can hold on for here. It's not a mess, Lord. We get a bad winter, we wish we would have been there. Who knows?
Yeah, we seem to go from one extreme to another around here.
Yeah, we do.
All right, now in council reports. Go, Sam.
So, kind of ideas on the ordinance. This was handed out to me from the state today.
That's two pages.
This is fire danger. So right now we're making huge historical, they've never been seen, fire behavior and fire danger. If you're trying to look on this lower part here, we're right down here in this area where we're at. Severe red, static historically, never been seen is up to 97% above. You see all those quite people circling up down our area. There's room right now, which is the 90 to 96% all. What that basically means is that with the county RC, it's the national fire rating for danger and how big, how bad, how hot the fire's going to burn. The higher percent, the higher it's going to be, the bigger the fire is going to be. And so it all boils into the beach view per unit in square feet. You can kind of all that right there in this little area here. So right now we're really scary, and we're making some really high records that we've never seen before.
to neutralize everything out.
So, that almost never happened all the way.
Well, it's hard to say, it's like the time of wind here, it's so hot.
That's the reason, it's got worse to dry.
This dry is hot so fast, can we keep up with it?
Yes.
We have, and so far, right now, I know, I don't think we've gone a week in the last month that I haven't had one day or two days with red, red flag warnings. We had a fire yesterday, started, from lightning the night before. Up in Spring Hill, we got there quick, got some things a little time, but it kind of luck, we hit where it hit a tree, kind of burned up around the tree, tree, they all kind of snagged. As soon as we cut that tree, it hit them hot ashes, kids came in, and I mean, it was just like, put a match on it. So, we spoke a lot about fire, we're really gonna be in trouble. They're saying that the problem with these higher percentages in the lower stuff, our tactics are gonna have very minimal impact on when we try to put them out during the fire. So, it's kinda, so what is it, not the fireworks for the 24th of July? I don't have anything outside city limits right now, it's a merchant ban. There is no, you can't drown, you can't cut, you can't smoke, you can't shoot, do anything, so shooting, they've banned it statewide right now. I know a lot of cities, I'm a little nervous for the other cities. I mean, they'd be shooting it up there by their cemetery, just dangerous. I'm a little bit nervous personally, but that's not a sensitive issue, it is. And I mean, that's nothing we can say, but with what I'm seeing here, what they're sending me in the state, and all the bands and everything, it's a huge risk. I feel pretty good that we shoot ours and where we're at, likely to be ours now, but. It's pretty out of water right now. It doesn't look like it's gonna be a little better. They're expecting a lot of rain on the municipal, so.
Hopefully, you might have liked the storm the other night.
It was a little bit of rain, and then really you weren't even enough to do your windshield, you know?
So, but anyway, just give everybody a heads up, it could be the next one I want to do, and we're not even in the August yet, so.
Yeah, the next 10 days, it's just sun, 90, sun, 90, sun,
0, no more shakes.
So, the more that does that, the less, the quicker our bigger fields can lay out, the less, it's pretty good out there.
Kind of surreal, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that water really just makes it worse.
Area. These folks are like substations. I don't know how they sleep at night.
They would be pretty early right now, probably.
There's only a little bit of that in the bottom here one of these days. We have a couple of irrigation wells and copper up through the pond.
So that's my other question, is I don't know, to be honest, if you do, but hopefully you don't, but. Working into the water. It's going to be a big question, too. So that may be something we have to address down the road, but if we get, hopefully, I mean, we've always talked about, I've been working 20 years now. I mean, it's
only a matter of when.
It's only a matter of when, not yet, but, you know, hopefully that happens in my time. That's what I just always said, but.
I wonder if they can dip into some of them lakes up there, like Huntington.
May, but the big problem is depending on the location, the turnaround time and stuff like that. Greenpeace and Green Creek are really waiting around.
If I can do that, I think it's time to slide it off.
Ammunition to their argument about being able to store more water, too.
Yeah,
right. It's obvious that we're in a whole different water situation than ever before, and that's information that should be presented in an argument why we need to start to store more water.
Well, that would like you to ask when we talk about that, is, you know, because if there was a bigger storage problem up there, say if something did happen, that would be a resource they could use.
Mm-hmm.
So it might help push that direction a little bit. We are ranked third highest in the state of Utah for urban interface.
I know that was in the application, because part of that project was to use that for a fire storage problem as well. So,
that's scary.
Anything else, Sam?
That can be good, I'm not sure. We'll tell all the fireworks about that. Yeah, that was a good idea. I just got a lot of compliments.
You ever get into a lot of compliments?
I don't think you really didn't get that long again years before, but.
Well, the only thing, so that's, I think that made that a little bit of difference, and that, you know, I didn't have that, but in reality, I am, I mean, it's a whole day of effort, and a lot of work. It was kind of, I hate to say it this way, it was kind of nice not having the rail approach, but, you know, that's the hard thing with the road, because everybody starts getting antsy sometimes when they go over and things like that, but I'm sure you do. You know, because there are a lot of people that like to go through it too, so.
Well, I'm really about that this year, to do it right on time.
Well, good reaction.
Yeah, good job with that.
Yeah, people do, I've got a lot of good comments on that. They enjoy the fireworks.
Tommy, what do you have?
Well, I just want to mention this, Northeast looks great. So I'm talking to my neighbors and folks around town, they seem to love it, but.
Certain neighborhood wants a speed bump now, because you're.
Yeah, now we're seeing, I was going to mention, now people are feeling comfortable, now the road's smooth with going, you know, exceeding the speed limit, so.
So you buy it, right?
Yeah, and, you know, we might want to look into getting some of the, you know, our police up there to enforce some of that speeding, but just send a message, hey, you know, 40's not allowed on this road, but. In addition to that, there are some intersections that need some signs, some signage. There's two or three that there's just no yield signs, no stop signs, and I don't know, you know, does that come out of the streets and walks budget? And well, I already spent that up, so.
I do think that there ought to be some kind of that road, but reality, there should be some kind of a sign uniformly across the kind of city that we live in. It's pretty sporadic. It's pretty sporadic. I mean, you go to other cities and they're pretty uniform, but now it's like some of.
Yeah.
You know, there's not very much here. It's kind of getting there.
And there are a few intersections there on heading south and on 4th East where there's just no signs. And four-way stops.
There's a fence that comes right out to the corner where you can't even see who's coming. There are no signs there, I don't think.
He's on the city right away with that fence.
Well, I don't know where. I think it's First North. Is that where it is?
Yeah. He's about 15 feet on the city right away with that.
It's out there.
You know, the stop signs will slow it down.
Yeah. I think we did get a slow that crash.
Stop signs when I slow signs.
Yep. I don't want to go. I have an army this year. I can tell you what we're doing. Right, $300.
$100?
No, probably. Everything. $300. Signposts.
Signposts,
yeah, they're not that much. They're. But $80, $120. Signs are.
Let's check and see, but.
Yeah, we're going to, in about a month, mom's going to start taking the kids to school.
And I think we need to get some stop signs up there.
Now, so what do you want them going east and west or north and south?
I think we need to slow the traffic going north and south.
Yeah, if they're going north and south, they pull up a stop at least east and west. But.
Well, you got a chance to maybe see that how you can see.
I didn't worry about putting stop sign on 2nd North on 4th East. Make that a four-way stop.
Yeah.
You have a problem with that. There's a better way to have some kind of study of the reason why you're doing it.
Why you're doing it?
Because it's council member, it was even more worse than anybody else. You can't control the site where it places something. You have to follow the federal highway guidelines and certain things like that. The guidelines you have to follow in order to do it.
Do some research on that, and then I guess our time frames we're looking at on the new culinary water project, irrigation project, is at least for culinary, we're looking at about 2 years. And irrigation, where it sounds like it's going into litigation with the concentrate right now.
So I don't think that's going to hold up our project. Is it going to be litigation, or is it just trying to get some...
So we're trying to get some momentum on the governor's support to say we need to...
Okay, man, it's not actually...
Yeah, they're not taking this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know, it's, I get asked a lot about timeframes, and it's tough to say.
The irrigation's in the environmental study still. Say no more.
But the culinary is more, you know, that's...
So the culinary is where we're applying for the funding, so that's it.
Well, I thought we already got on culinary.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're looking, you know...
We can go very well past
that's in the next month on the funding.
That's a culinary.
I'm hoping we do, so we, if we decide to go, we can capture those at low interest rates. Of course, so they do change in September again, so we're going to do that. Probably I'll try to get locked in with my role.
Yeah, I know, talking about, we said all the people were submitted to the funding.
Yes.
For that.
So Robert,
from Sunrise Engineering.
Oh, really?
Lovely. So, that's all I have to report on there.
Okay.
Stephanie's been hard to get a hold of, catch up with. I haven't talked to her. The last time I did was a week or so ago. Rec program's doing good. Everything's floating on there. It looks like I went up there today, they had the back door open, about to splash pad, but Jean told me there's no water. We're just letting them out the back doors, onto the pad if they want to go up there.
They're using it for swimming lessons, so we go out and do some instructions or something that way too.
Yeah.
So what's the situation on splash pad? We're not opening up this year or what?
No, we're not going to.
With the COVID, though, is that the reason?
Biggest reason.
Yeah. Keep track of it, and then you're going to have to, with the rules they laid out, you have to sanitize everything out there. Oh, it's a, that's what I thought about, letting them out there now, what we're going to face. Written that home early today here. Yeah, it's not going to come about. So that's all I,
it's just feels like we're just looking out there on the cement, they're not, and you go out into the...
Actually, it was wandering around out there, but we're just little kids.
It's unbathing.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Kevin?
I think that's because there's the benches and stuff, and people like to go sit out there, and then there's the grass and some shade and all. So you just like to go out, just
lying around out there.
I appreciate the city putting that, I guess the newsletter they sent out, they recognize those people that work on the signs and the flower beds. You know, they're all working on them regularly, maintaining them. I didn't know the sounds was looking better out here.
I give a little credit to Shane Boy, because she come down and then I stand up.
She didn't go in that one day.
Jennifer done a lot.
But,
so we do that though.
Cole, I would ask you to look at those. Take the weeds, you know, a couple of days a week, if they get water on them, it's hard to get the weeds out of them. And they're all having to stay on top of them because the weeds want to come. Really get the weeds. But if you could, I know it's got one outside the town. The south side was wet, and the north side was dry. But they were working on that actually last night. I looked down on Sunday, and they were working on that. So I wish I could have been there. And I've been paying a little more attention to maybe our beautification in our city and the streetlights look great, by the way. It's been really refreshing to see them come up. But what would it take that part of restrooms taking some attention? And I don't know if what would it take to put some new restrooms or restore the ones we've got. That's at some point in time going to become a priority. And I say that, they're not just for the park, but they're for the cemetery, and you know, we are a stopover place, and it's just nice to have a rest area that functions. It really is. They got really nice restrooms, they go, you know, Spanish workwear, they got nice restrooms, and, you know, we're a place where people are going to stop, whether it's going to the cemetery, or whether it's going to the park, and
that building is a church. So that building is a church.
Yeah.
You can't call it a church.
I would like to look at and see if there's, I think we could upgrade the ventilation system, the heating, and I did appreciate the fact that you started leaving it open, because it was locked up completely, and it's a while, but we're living in the world. Well, we just need, I think we are obligated to maintain a good public.
Here's the thought, I know the state parks have a drag coming up towards the end of fall, and used for making them do some improvements.
Yeah.
It's 50-50, but they keep that 10%, but still that's 40% drag, and they have what it should share with the cemetery. I don't know what kind of potential technology that in there, but between the drag and that, maybe some of the city probably maybe do something pretty nice there.
Water Conservancy District wants to help us get warm and warm from the low water shrubs and different things on the park. They want to help find the parks to redo our parks.
Yeah.
We need to admit that we do know about 10 years ago, about 60 grand. A lot of them was in the
Well, it's probably more now.
So would your recommendation be that we heat it and maintain it all?
Yes, definitely.
All season or good?
All season. Yeah.
I don't see much use in the winter though.
Well,
cemetery would cease.
I don't think we realize people are just out.
They want this job, but I'm just
getting a loss of the trail.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
One thing, you got travelers. Not everybody stops at the gas stations. I mean, it just...
I travel a lot of times. I stopped at Dyke Park like that. You travel away to get, you know, like
could go back and do things, because it is actually on some grass and have some corn there, huh?
You got that Canyon River Park there at the mouth, it's can, or not the mouth, right, isn't that Diamond Fork? I stop there all the time.
I stop there several times.
Yeah, and I stop at Nephi all the time, and, you know, I don't, we ought to look at
not only the restrooms, but I think we ought to look at doing a whole makeover at that park personally, with some new buildings and everything else.
I feel like, you know what, I've been to Nephi recently, you have some other parks, and that's super nice and all, but it just isn't.
Can I say one thing, I hear coming for next city councils, I've got John, I can't even, Brad, I think he's coming from Santa Cruz.
Yeah, he moved to South.
Yes, to do a park tax, similar to some sort of, that was on sales tax for recreation. And that would help us on some of this here too, to do that.
The other thing is that you do have some kind of project, you have to approve it through the parks, you can turn it back these through the parks if you want to, you know, for people there and pay into that and help pay for some of the improvements.
Right.
For expansion of things.
I wish we could get all pine trees improvements, because boy, that community up there hammered our park.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's on.
Oh my God. My language proves that there's a need for them. Whether they come from Pine Creek or wherever, you know, it's all part of the community.
And not doing school lunch there this year?
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe that two thumbs up, that's all right.
Anyway, I just want to bring that to your attention, and maybe we can be looking at it, and maybe get some ideas, whether we redo or remit, you know, all the new thing.
What can you, even what was that playground equipment, a lot of it's wore out already.
Yeah.
And that's expensive, so did you put that in, John?
It was in 2008 or 9.
So you want to cite somebody to look into it?
What do you mean?
You might go see Kelton to start looking into this.
Don't let it take you off. Why can't I look into it? I'm not on a beautification, but I'll have two of us look into it.
Did you take that as a project, must start looking at the park?
I'm not good.
And that type of stuff?
Do you know, because look, so my understanding is they give that paperwork to the Caboose people, is that true or not?
The what?
No, it's a paper, it's our paperwork court.
But they ain't ever done it.
They say I did.
Yeah, they tried.
Yeah, there are people using it, but there are a lot of people using it.
It's going crazy, I don't know what.
It's just, now, it was, I never, they just committed to improve it, because they wanted to have a facility for the people that was staying in the places that they could go and have to pick them all or something.
I just haven't gone right by and see if there are any, but it is hard, the strip's hard to talk,
On my own, I converted there to learn the process, and I didn't have tennis courts to pick them all, and there were people chomping at the bit to go play, so.
Over here in the plains.
How about the train?
What's going on there?
They put a new walkway in.
Yeah,
it looks good. He said, I got there the other day, they said they had four completed, and they're working on, there's two or three of them that they shut down on the fire egress thing, and they're trying to work through that.
They're moving on.
Well, I think the problem is owners aren't pushing the building inspector. You know, I think if they press the issue, they would allow them to open the floor that they got finished and allow them to continue to work on the others. Then I don't think they would try. But they are continuing to work on them, and the process is slow. I don't like that, but they're not giving up on them, and they actually look pretty good from that east side. See, they ought to be doing the emblems. They're all painted, so they ought to be doing the emblems on them right now. And I asked him about that. And the owner, he's just hard to get in the committee. He says he'll do stuff, but if somebody does a right good on him, and I know that because I've tried to work with him different times. He's old enough that he just forgets, and then nothing happens.
Therefore, I worry about if you let them get four of them out, they're by jumper screen.
Well, you'd think that they would want to be getting some help from the office.
Well, the additional stuff. I just read the box and if they went for them, they'll slow down them more so than it is because they're getting some revenue.
Yeah.
Well, if you hold your feet to the fire and say, you finish them all, then you can start them out.
That's a good point, man. That's a good point.
They got one guy out there, don't they?
One guy working on it constantly, and then the contractor himself is, that's his trailer out there, so he's working out there too. He stays there a couple days a week, and I just stopped. I was actually looking at their walkway, the asphalt.
Yeah.
And he happened to be there, and he took me down through it. They didn't do that same thing with his truck, did they?
No.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Okay.
Just, I don't have anything other than just thought occurred to me when we were talking about this irrigation project, and I know that's not really my area, but two or three years ago, someone came to us was interested in selling a well an irrigation well. I think it's a pretty big producer. I'm just wondering, would it make sense to try to purchase that well, secure that well, and tie in the irrigation system and the DIP?
So we're going to run from the bottom first off. We're talking with Mark Jones about that.
Well, this one's just, this
that's why the sewer call.
Yeah, this one's down the road out in south. And I've actually, I've had that on my mic a lot lately.
Cities?
Yeah, and that is a good well.
It's a big good well.
And we can purchase that through this JUB project somehow, figure out a way we can tie it in the system. We could put a DIP on it and make a little more demand if it's not being used. It could push water back up the regulating ponds, and maybe that's going to be the solution in the future, is have a couple of wells that we can rely on with the runoff. Marola had pumps all the water irrigation. It's all the water down the bottom, and they pump it to the ponds, or they just maintain pressure with a DIP. It's expensive as hell, but when people want to try it out, nobody won't pay it, trust me.
That's a good well. I think we'll look into it.
Just as far. Anytime you can get more water, it's called.
Who owns that?
Pete Anderson.
Oh, Pete Anderson. I'm surprised I'm telling it down around the main jump on that.
Now, he may want market for it. I don't know. But I think that anything we can do to find more source to help in these situations that we have now would be to our best interest, in our best interest.
Now, we're going to go.
Well, even on a situation like the pivot, where if you could trade to take water off the trail,
you could do it.
Then the farmers down there, we take their water that's up above and put it in our pond and let the farmers, so we're not pumping it back to town, but we're using their mud. That would give us some options.
It would give us some options.
That's right.
There are a lot of options.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we got.
Okay. Brett, did you have anything since you came in?
I don't think I have anything that hasn't been talked about. I know Shane has talked to me about one thing. He's getting a lot of people, especially like at Skyline Mountain Resort, is bringing in receipts claiming they paid for power hookups clear back in 1980. Like, paid $200 and they're wanting it done now. He wanted me to throw out the idea that we do some type of resolution. I want you guys' input on it, that they will accept that $200. But they gotta pay today's price.
Yeah, that's paid already.
You know what I said up there. And so maybe we need to come up with a resolution that if you paid, you know, a power hookup, a water hookup, anything like that, it's good for 6 months. And at that point, after 6 months, you gotta come back in, you gotta pay the net ice that's going, the current cost.
I've been out a year, almost 6 months maybe. A year, I mean, not much changes in a year as far as inflation, but
sometimes prices on 6 months are low, but we do.
And when the implement impact gave, everything else, or you're gonna be paid, so the,
You wouldn't be able to probably charge an impact fee to, well, I don't know, it'd be interesting to know.
Dave did talk with the city attorney, with Kevin Daniels today, about this. Kevin was gonna look into it to make sure that there's not any legal things that we could come across, but.
I think it's a good idea, but for all of them, not most of them, but yeah, across the board.
Because I know he's having a heck of a time right now in Fountain Sky and that resort with some people that bought those lots in the early 80s. Yeah, $200 hookup fee, now they're $1. It's like, you gotta pay, we honor the $200, but you gotta pay today's price, because a lot of things have changed in 20, 30 years since they bought it.
They proved that they did, to be honest with you.
They're coming in with receipts, that's what's amazing.
So, maybe they're Porsche.
Well, that's where my cars go.
Receipts. Man, that's all kind of old receipts. They're not selling their property for the same price they bought it for.
No, they're not.
Exactly.
They're not. You're too logical, Kevin. So that's probably the thing we're coming up. And then,
I think we need to take action on that, for sure.
Next city council meeting, like I said earlier, we do have Kim Daniels coming to do the annual training, our public meeting, what we can do with him, the closed meetings. And then we got John Bradley.
Hey, what was this thing we got from Naboss around some kind of group training?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah, that's a new state law that we need to do some fraud training.
I haven't done that yet.
I don't mind that.
How was it?
Good.
Some of the questions are a little bit shady. But as you were, it's like an hour?
Yes.
It's an hour. Yeah, I think there's five phases.
You have to do the 2 hour class.
I just sat there on the couch with the TV we all and watching golf or something.
New protection for the scout.
I shouldn't make light of it. There's probably some good
lawyers. I'm sure there's stuff going on there.
Well, that now puts adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.